expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
And here we are. We are so happy that you're with us here on our Urban Story. I am Barbara from Harlem.
And I am BB Diamond. Welcome aboard.
Yes, and we want to take you on a trip through some of the things that have been happening in our country and around the world. We want to take you with us as we examine some of them. But first off, I'm going to give you our telephone number so that you can be a part of this journey. 973-925-4559. Just call and we'll take your question, we'll take your comment, and we'll all think about it and give others something to think about as we work towards doing the best we can in our positions and our capacity to contribute to making America great again. Miss Diamond, please talk to our listeners.
Well, this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving, a uniquely American holiday. I don't even know if they have it in other countries. It was basically, to the best of my knowledge, invented right here. You know, Thanksgiving is somewhat of a religious holiday to thanking God for his bounty and his blessings that the pilgrims experience, although they had it rough coming over to the United States from Europe, very dangerous. But they were grateful for God's providential hand on their lives, and they shared the first Thanksgiving with the American Indians.
They
Barbara,
sure did.
What are your thoughts on Thanksgiving as we approach the holiday?
Well, I think Thanksgiving and just the spirit of it should be celebrated every day. Because here in America, we have many things to be thankful for. Now, you wouldn't know it by some of the protests you see going around. You know, some of the ungratefulness, some of the disrespect on the NFL, you know, as far as our flag is concerned. You wouldn't know it if you looked at those things. But we have to look beyond those things because we have a lot of things to be grateful for. You know, if we were not in a country that was founded on Judeo-Christian values, a democratic republic, I think, or constitutional republic, the people who are kneeling when the anthem is being played, you know, they wouldn't even have that opportunity. They wouldn't be allowed to do it without severe consequences. In some other countries, if they disrespected the flag or the ruler of that country, they would be imprisoned and probably and possibly killed. But because we are a nation that was founded on Judeo-Christian values, we have many freedoms, we have many liberties, and we need to really be thankful that we're in this land. Be thankful that it has lasted for the centuries that it has, and it has progressed, and it has moved forward. And even some things that were not so right in this land, they have been corrected. And that's only because God shed his grace on America.
Absolutely. And Thanksgiving is, you know, a lot of people's one of their favorite, for a lot of people, it's one of their favorite holidays. And Thanksgiving is a holiday in which, last time I checked, more people travel around Thanksgiving than any other holiday during the year. So it's very special, you know, not just the food, but the gathering of the family, maybe going to church and watching football is a traditional Thanksgiving Day event in many households. But just sitting around giving thanks to God for all of his blessings. I mean, we just can't thank him enough. He has protected us from danger, seen and unseen.
Amen.
And we are very blessed in this land, and we ought to be thankful. And as we're celebrating Thanksgiving and eating the turkey and the stuffing and all the trimmings, let's not forget those who are suffering not only around the world, but in this country as well. And if you're able to visit an old folks home, as people say, or a retirement home, please do so. Visit some food shelters, maybe volunteer to serve food on Thanksgiving Day. Just take a couple of hours and do that, and then go and have time with your family. But let's not forget those who have less at this time of year, because it's not only it's not only you know, hurtful from a standpoint that you don't have much, but it can be psychologically hard to handle. So let's just keep those people in our prayers and our thoughts, and actually try to service them.
And especially during the holiday season, yeah. You know, and even people who have lost a loved one,
absolutely.
You know, this is the hardest time of the year.
Right.
But, you know, this holiday started in 1621.
Really?
And the pilgrims are celebrating their first harvest in the new land.
Mm.
Because now, remember, they came over here so that they could have the freedom to worship God as they chose, and not being dictated by the Church of England, and many of them came from Holland, et cetera, et cetera. This was a totally new land, but they made friends with the Native Americans that were here, the Native Indians, and the Indians showed them how to survive, although many of them died, and how to plant, and this was a celebration. First Thanksgiving was a celebration of their first harvest. So let's remember our history. Let's remember how rich it is, and let's also remember that the history of America includes God.
Absolutely. You know, I just want to touch on, you know, we'll talk about a little politics today, because I think it's important to speak up on behalf of Judge Roy Moore down in Alabama. He's facing a special election versus a Democrat, Doug Jones, down in Alabama. The allegations against Judge Roy Moore just seems very specious to me. They don't seem supported. Gloria Allred, who is, she's one of these lawyers who likes to be on television. She's very famous. But the authenticity of his accusers' claims seems to be in doubt, seems to be in question. And this has taken a toll on Judge Roy Moore and his family. And I just hope and pray that his family holds up, stays together, and that he will weather through these allegations, because as we progress through this election, the allegations seem to be getting weaker and weaker. Any thoughts on that, Barbara?
Well, my thoughts are, I looked at something that was on the American Thinker. And it was written by Daniel John Sobleski. The title of this article is Menendez, Presumed Innocent.
Mm.
Moore, Presumed Guilty.
Mm.
What's the difference? Mm. Menendez is a Democrat.
Mm.
Roy Moore is a Republican.
Right.
Now, as I think we're aware of the fact that the corruption trial of Senator Robert Menendez, he's a Democrat from New Jersey, ended in a mistrial.
Yes.
But here it is. We have the GOP and other noted Republicans, such as Mitt Romney, telling Roy Moore he should bow out.
Mm-hmm.
In America, you're presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Yep, that's true.
But it seems as if it's reversed in this case.
Right.
He's guilty, according to them. He's presumed guilty, mm-hmm. according to even people who are supposed to be supporting him.
Mm.
Where is the evidence?
Right.
Where is the solid evidence that these accusations are accurate?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I really am proud of the people of Alabama, because they seem to be sticking by Roy Moore, because he's done more for that state than many of those who have been sitting in seats for quite a while in different states all over the place.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's so unfair and unkind, because they didn't even do that to Bill Clinton.
Mm.
I mean, they didn't presume he was guilty and he had to prove that he was innocent. And,
right.
You know, I mean, let's be fair with this whole...
Well, there are allegations, or there's a suspicion that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who supported Luther Strange in the GOP primary, but Moore was victorious in that on September 24th. Now we're heading to December 12th for the special election because Jeff Sessions is now our Attorney General. He held that seat in the United States Senate for the state of Alabama. Now it's Judge Roy Moore versus Doug Jones. And I just pray that the people of Alabama come out in force and support Roy Moore overwhelmingly.
Yes.
So we hold that seat for the Republican Party.
Absolutely.
That's very important. So it's December 12th, 2017 is a special election.
Because even Senator Lindsey Graham has said if the allegations, you know, if an elephant had wings, he'd be a big bird. If the allegations are true that Judge Roy Moore should step aside and she should be dealt with severely, how come these allegations are just surfacing?
That's true.
How come he served on the bench? Well, he's been in the public view for years, and these allegations, nothing has been said about them.
Well, that's a great point. That's a great observation. Because what I was saying to speaking to someone offline, and it's not like Roy Moore was a plumber, led a very quiet life, no one knew about him, and now he decided to run for the United States Senate. The man was on the bench in Alabama. He was a judge.
Absolutely.
Why didn't these allegations surface while he served as part of the Alabama judiciary? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. And Menendez has been caught with, they know he's been with prostitutes.
Right.
And all of this. And this is a mistrial. And Lindsey Graham has not called out for Senator Menendez to step
aside. That whole Menendez case was kept kind of under wraps in one sense. Unless you went to Breitbart.com, maybe Drudge Report. But the mainstream media really didn't focus on the trial of Senator Menendez.
No, they didn't.
We have Senator Al Franken of Minnesota, who's been accused of sexual assault. I mean, they're focusing so much on Roy Moore, they're trying to push some of this stuff under the rug, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. And Al Franken, he was there cross-examining Attorney General Jeff Sessions, trying to accuse him of lying about the Russian collusion. Now, here it is. He needs to turn around and think about how he's being charged with sexual harassment.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm still trying to figure out what are they trying to say that the Russians did, that the Russians clone people and bust them over here to the United States to vote for President Trump.
Right.
Did they switch the machines? Sabotage the ballots that we marked?
If you don't think about it, if you just accept what the mainstream media says, you could get that in your head that the Russians has something to do with the election. But if you step back and you think about it,
It makes no sense.
It doesn't matter whatever they try to manipulate with the media, release tapes, release whatever. The bottom line is what the American people do in that ballot box. Did the Russians influence that? Did they bus people to the polling places? They force people to vote for Donald Trump. Unless you can prove something along those lines, this story is a piece of garbage as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. It just does. And, you know, Hillary Clinton is still beating that drum.
Wow.
She's saying that the Russians put ads out that influence people. I mean, what are you saying? I mean, what ads? I didn't even see that many ads about Donald Trump. I saw her ads on my television.
Right.
Talking about how nutty, how irresponsible Donald Trump was. What ads did the Russians put out there to make the people go out there and vote for him? And if the people went out there and voted for him, how are you trying to say it's not legitimate? That's legitimate. We're legitimate people.
Exactly.
We're legitimate citizens of America. See, this whole thing doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. You're absolutely right. Because you're right. Most of the TV ads I saw were in favor of Hillary Clinton.
Of course.
I didn't see a lot of ads. When you went to certain stations like Fox News and others, you would see some ads put out by political action committees on behalf of Donald Trump. But I didn't see widespread ads in favor of Donald Trump. So I just don't, that whole Russian thing in terms of the election really doesn't add up when you really think about it and break it down.
It honestly doesn't.
It doesn't add up.
It, you know, it's just a bunch of just accusations being thrown out there. They're trying to see what's going to stick.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is that on the Democratic side, you have John Podesta, who was one of Hillary Clinton's campaign managers.
Yes.
He was involved, apparently, with part of the Uranium One. There are some questions about his involvement with the Russians. So this is going to get interesting. Now, from what I understand, Robert Mueller is looking into the Trump's campaign for this whole Russian thing. And Donald Jr. maybe shouldn't have spoken to the lady who apparently works also for the Democrats. And, you know, Jared Kushner. But there doesn't seem to be any evidence that Trump was involved in any of this himself.
No.
And if they're going
true.
For him, he's the big fish. They're coming up short. It's not going to work.
No, it's not going to work. But once again, you know, I think that the Trump children need to stay and do what they do best. And that's in real estate.
Well, you know, and that's true. And I didn't like the fact that Ivanka, I
don't either.
She liked what she didn't like what Judge Roy Moore did. But Judge Roy Moore, these are merely allegations. And even the woman, her stepson, the woman who made the allegations, said it's not true. It's not true. I mean, you're talking, she alleged this happened in 1977. Where's the evidence? Did she at the time in 1977, did she relay this to anyone? Did she talk to a guidance counselor? Did she talk to the police? No, this is coming out of the blue. I mean, I'm not saying the man is of sterling character. No one is. No one is perfect. But
right.
Where was this woman when this man sat on the bench in the state of Alabama? Why is it
surfacing
now?
That's
true. So it just makes it very phony to me. It's very, very phony. So what's happening now, I think the upshot, in my opinion, of a lot of this is that a lot of allegations are coming out of Hollywood. More and more people are speaking about being sexually harassed, even by George Takei of Star Trek, who's homosexual. Sylvester Stallone, I don't know how true that is. Just a lot of stuff is coming about the suffering that people have gone through trying to make it in Hollywood. So if there's an upshot, maybe people are more aware of the sexual harassment that has been going on in Hollywood and in Washington, D.C.
Can I just read this one statement from, once again, the American Thinker? And this article is called Sex Scandal, Who's Really to Blame? Bill was the man, a role model for many other bad boys. The lesson being that you can be a pig, treat women horribly, and get a pass as long as you are a loyal Democrat. And profess loyalty to abortion, taxes, open borders, global warming, and other gospels of the leftist Bible. Weinstein and others took note. If Clinton got a pass, why couldn't they? Their political words providing them the same get-out-of-jail-free card that Bill had.
Wow, that's powerful. Let's really take that.
That really is, it is.
Because what they're saying is, as long as you're a liberal Democrat.
Yes, with open borders, you support abortion, yes.
As long as you believe in that ideology and you support what they support, you can get away with this.
Thank you. That's what this is saying.
I mean, there were several women who accused Bill Clinton. You know, Donald Trump said some rough things, but he wasn't in office. Bill Clinton
an elected official.
He was not an elected official. And Bill Clinton has been in office, or had been in office for many years, beginning as governor of Arkansas.
And he had a bad record
countless,
then.
Countless women had come forth, but they were suppressed, oppressed, laughed at, and ridiculed. Now
that's
some liberals
true.
Are saying,
true.
Well, I believe Juanita Broderick and whomever else. So why did it take them 20 years to say now they believe Juanita Broderick?
Because he's a good Democrat.
Right, because as long as you support abortion, climate change, same-sex marriage, that gives you a free pass on almost anything. It's only Republicans that they go after if you misspeak in their mind about abortion, if you say XYZ. They will almost crucify you as a Republican. Look what they're doing to Roy Moore based on mere allegations.
Absolutely. That's all that they have.
It's all they have at this point, just mere allegations.
And then on Breitbart, some of his character witnesses are former girlfriends, employees, childhood friends. They all are stepping up to defend Roy Moore.
Well, I hope and pray that he wins.
Yes.
It's on December 12th, 2017.
Yes.
It is disappointing to have Republicans, even like John McCain. I don't want to say anything
absolutely.
Bad about
and,
Senator
and,
McCain.
And Mitt Romney.
Oh, my gosh.
Mitt Romney needs to go and find a hole. And just burrow in and just stay in there for quite a while.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm so sick and tired of his ugly remarks. And why am I so fed up with him is because I was one of those people who was out there night and day campaigning for him. And he really let me down. And I know he let countless people down when the other debates came up.
Yeah.
He was like a little child.
Right.
That was in a university and couldn't even speak English.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I go so far.
But I mean, you know, the first debate he had against Obama in 2012,
yes.
Mitt Romney was very strong.
Yes.
He won that debate. I think
I think
Obama was shell-shocked. But after that debate, Mitt Romney just kind of fell off the wagon. I don't know what
he
happened.
He fell all the way off the wagon. Now he has so much strength, bravado.
Yep.
He can talk about Trump, what Trump is not and what he is. And now he's advising Roy Moore. Shut up.
Barbara, your book is now on Amazon. Congratulations.
Yes, it is.
It's not going to be released until May 2018.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to just talk. It's a pre-order. You can pre-order. I've pre-ordered my book on Amazon. You don't have to pay at this point. You just pre-order it.
Yes.
You want to talk about now or after the break?
Well, let's talk about it after the break because I want to give it
a little
time.
Sounds good. So after the break, we're going to talk about your upcoming book.
Right.
We're very happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We want to start promoting it and getting you out there so we can get the pre-orders up. And because I think it's a dynamic book. I think people are going to learn a lot about from it. They're going to learn a lot about you, what you've been through, and how the Democratic Party was successful and has been very successful in essentially brainwashing black people. I hate to say
absolutely.
It so bluntly and crudely.
And not only black people, other people also, because I'm still trying to figure out how in the world Hillary Clinton got all of those votes that she did get. And there was Benghazi. There were the servers. There was a destruction of subpoenaed material.
Right.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Well, again, I guess, and it didn't work this time because you know what?
It didn't.
Trump broke through and was able to break through with a populist message that put Americans first. I think that was key for Donald Trump.
Yes.
He wasn't just toting the conservative line, although he's a conservative as he governed. But he talked to the American people. You see, this is what, and no disrespect to Ted Cruz supporters, this is what Ted Cruz supporters kind of missed. They kept saying, well, he's a constitutional conservative.
Great. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Right.
But how does that help Mr. and Mrs. Middle Class who are struggling to stay employed? How does that help the average American who cannot pay their insurance premiums?
Right.
It's great that, Ted Cruz is a constitutional conservative. Awesome. But you have to speak to where the American people are at this point in time. It's not enough just to have conservative values. You have to have those conservative values connect with the average American and show the average American this is how our conservative values can help you. And Ted Cruz just did not resonate with people who are outside of the conservative movement. I mean, you and I knew of Ted Cruz because we're part of the conservative movement, if you will. But you need to connect to people who are not a part of that movement.
And then the thing about it is you have to win. You have to be in a winning position to execute some of those conservative thoughts, ideologies, or whatever. And this was a very, very nasty and tough race. Yeah. And I'm not saying that Ted Cruz couldn't have done it, but I think the right person to combat Hillary Clinton was Donald Trump. Because, I mean, at that, I forgot what you call it, when they came together, debate.
Right.
When he had those women there that that Bill Clinton had assaulted. I said to myself, now, would any of the other candidates, if they had won the Republican nomination, would they have had the nerve to do that?
Well, let's just give a little backdrop to it before we go to break. I don't know if it's really funny, but I just thought it was.
I mean, he deserved it.
I thought it was important that because Hillary Clinton said she's going to have some women there who said Donald Trump said XYZ. And Donald Trump said, okay, I'll show you.
I didn't know that part.
I will bring in women who said Bill Clinton assaulted them or whatever. So, in other words, Donald Trump is a fighter.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, you go one step, you try to slam me, I'm going to go two steps and slam you. He was a fighter, so I don't know if the other Republican candidates would have been a fighter like Donald Trump was.
That's my point.
Exactly. They because Hillary Clinton had threatened to say, I'm going to bring in women who said you said X, Y, and Z. Donald Trump, okay, you're going to do that? I'll bring in Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, and the list goes on and on.
And the thing about it, Donald Trump has never been on the government dole.
Right.
He was not in any elected position to have, you know, like Bill Clinton was.
Yes, we're going to break.
We're
going to
go to break. Stay with us. 973-925-4559.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait and switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
Here we are back on our urban story with me. I am Barbara from Harlem, and Miss B.B. Diamond. Miss Diamond, you wanted me to talk about the book.
Yes. Well, great news, everyone. I know that some of you have paid in advance, and we have the list of you who have ordered. We have not forgotten you.
Absolutely.
This has been a journey. This is a journey that began with the 2012 election. And I think one of the things that sparked your book, and correct me if I'm wrong.
We didn't start then, did we?
We did. We started in 2013.
13. Okay.
Yeah, one of the things that sparked the book is because I think the opportunity for the Republicans to win in 2012 just really slipped through their fingers. We spoke earlier about, you know, Mitt Romney, a candidate in 2012. He did so well the first election, and the last two elections, he just fell off the radar. He did not punch back like he should have, figuratively speaking. He allowed Candy Crowley to say something that was incorrect. He didn't correct it. So he had his hat handed to him by then presidential candidate Barack Obama. Your book really started in 2013 to 2014, and I think there was just a lot going on. And just tell the audience the genesis of your book, why you wanted to write it.
Well, I wanted to write it because I have some experiences that I think are noteworthy. Mm. And I see a trend in particularly the black community to, to ascend to a position of groupthink. And if you're black, the tone is, it may not be said, but it's understood that if you're black, you're supposed to be a Democrat.
Mm.
And I wanted to address that because I lived the life of a very loyal Democrat. Mm-hmm. I listened to the speeches that were being pronounced week after week. And I was a member of several Democratic clubs. I was just so involved, and I campaigned for different people. But I would hear week after week after week, you know, about slavery.
Right.
You know, and they kept that alive and in the front of your face.
Mm.
And being one that professes to be a Christian, I like to say I'm a Bible believer. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get in line with that to keep reliving slavery, and I was never a slave.
Mm.
So something within my personhood didn't sit right.
Mm-hmm.
It was bothering me year after year after year. So when Giuliani decided to run for the mayor of New York, I thought he would be a better mayor than David Dinkins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So secretly, while I was a member of the Democratic Club, I found a way to support Rudy Giuliani, campaign for him, and do whatever I could, and he was elected. But once again, I had to do it, you know, in a very secretive, low-key way, because I was afraid of what my fellow Democrats would say.
Right.
So those are some of the things. And then, you know, when we talk about racism and all of that, I've lived it. Mm. I have been a victim of it, a real victim of it.
Mm.
When we talk about the Second Amendment, I can tell you how important it is that if you are attacked, to be able to defend yourself and defend your family.
Mm.
And those things are captured in my book.
Mm. Absolutely. Why is it titled Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations?
Because unfortunately, when people have low expectations of you and they're trying to make you into a victim, you have to escape that. Other than that, you will never live to your full potential. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you will totally be dependent upon whomever wants you to pull that lever for them, right, expecting them to fulfill your dreams. And that's not how God intended us to live.
Mm-hmm. This book took a lot of effort. It took a lot of effort on part of your friends who were very instrumental and faithful in getting it done. People can pre-order on Amazon. You do not have to pay at this time. At least I did not. Amazon.com. You plug in Barbara from Harlem. You can put in the name of her book, but if it's just easier to put in Barbara from Harlem, do that, and her book should come up.
Yes.
And pre-order it, and please tell your network of family and friends to pre-order it. It will be ready in May of 2018, and we're just very excited about it.
Yes, and I'm sure that they'll find some very interesting stories in there. And then if you know of people who are caught in a slump or who have been so conditioned by the, I call it, delusional dust of the Democrats, mm-hmm, that maybe, you know, we will have an awakening and a resurgence, mm-hmm, of patriotic people to really not only make America great again, but live to the fullest potential that God has designed for each of us.
What is the driving force behind the book? In other words, why were you so adamant? We said a lot of things, and you gave a good explanation, but I just want to zero in on one or two things that drove you really to do this book.
I want to open up some hearts and some eyes as to how we, in particular in the black community, have been programmed to hate the word Republican.
Wow. Yeah.
We have been totally programmed.
Right, that's true.
And we have to break free of that mentality. We have been trained to hate people who have long ago met their maker.
Exactly. True.
We have to break free.
Right, right.
And that's escape true. From that.
True, 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 true.
You know, we have been endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So we have to break free to pursue our own happiness and not wait for affordable housing.
You know, Barbara, one of the most controversial chapters in your book is entitled Thank God for Slavery.
Absolutely.
Now, we don't know where this book is going to go in terms of geographically.
I hope it's a bestseller.
It's going to be a bestseller, but we don't know. What I mean is it could be read in Africa. It could be read in Japan as well as in Omaha, Nebraska. So we want to provide clarity on what do you mean by thank God for slavery in the context of black Americans?
Black Americans. You know, it was my Uncle Richie who said one day when I was visiting him at his apartment in the Bronx, thank God for slavery. And it shocked me. I was leaving, but I thought about what he said. Then on my next visit, I said, Uncle Richie, what do you mean? He says, if it hadn't been for slavery, where would you be? Where would I be?
Hi, I think we have a call. Our producer's telling us we have a call. Hi, caller.
Hello, caller.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I got a question.
Yes.
What is the name of your book?
The name of the book is Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Yes, and please go to Amazon and pre-order a book, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed when it comes out in print. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Thank you, caller. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be announcing as we approach May various sites where you can meet Barbara, get an autographed book,
yes,
hopefully at Barnes & Noble. I know there's one in Route 22 in New Jersey. In other locations, Route 46 West, there's a Barnes & Noble. So we will be making appearances. Hopefully we'll get you on Fox News, Sean
Hannity. Hopefully. We're going to try.
We're going to try and get get this book out, and it's going to be a bestseller.
Yes.
And thank you for calling. Again, the name of the book is Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. If you Google it with Barbara from Harlem, it should, the Amazon should pop up. But please pre-order it today.
Yeah, but, you know, just to finish that up, you know, where, if slavery didn't happen, where would I be? You know, we have to think about that. And in the book, I go into details, and I, you know, base this on the story of Joseph in the Bible, because Joseph himself was sold into slavery. Mm. But he told his brothers, what you meant for evil, God meant for good.
Right.
And I linked the two together because that's how I see slavery.
Absolutely. Barbara, thank you so much. I know that the book is going to be very interesting. There's so much into, I mean, it's jam-packed. I mean, I can't go into all the details of the book right now. We don't have the time. But you cover some very key areas.
Yes,
thank
I
God
do.
For slavery. Because I think what you're trying to accomplish, and correct me if I'm wrong, because black people and too many white liberals try to hold slavery collectively over America's head to try to keep white people feeling guilty. And your point of this is, if it were not for slavery, where would we be? We would
Absolutely.
Be in Africa, and more than likely a developing country that still experiences tribal warfare, witchcraft, superstition, not based on fact. And God wanted us to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, to know him better, to be free of any ancestral superstitions and witchcraft and all that that keeps so many people in bondage. Because with the where the, and this is a quote in your book, where the word of God is, and I'm not quoting it exactly, there is liberty.
There is liberty. There is liberty. And also, you know, I have a section in the book, it's called Clergy Chatter.
Mm.
And it just gives you a taste of some of the chatter that I've heard from the clergy that also keeps black people in bondage.
Now that's loaded. That's loaded with
it
a
is.
Lot. So give us a tidbit of what you're talking about exactly.
Well, what I'm talking about is, you know, almost every black church you'll hear someone say, God is good, and then someone will answer all the time. Mm-hmm. And then I ask the question, well, was he good during slavery? And when I've asked that question of church-going people, usually they stop speaking to me for a while. But I did have one lady tell me that she was, after 2 years of not speaking to me, that when she really thought about it, you know, her attitude changed.
Mm-hmm. Why do you ask that question? Was God good during slavery?
Because how can you love God who allowed it?
No. I think we
in other
to,
words.
Yeah. Let's
in other words, if you
bit.
Say that you love God.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're always bemoaning about slavery.
Exactly.
And then you say God is good all the time. Well,
right.
Was he good during slavery?
Exactly.
Or did he fall asleep?
Right. Exactly.
That's what I'm asking.
Right. Exactly.
That's what I want people to realize, to connect
right.
the dots. He is good all the time.
Right.
And even in such a horrible time of our history, he was still good.
That's a great
point. I refer to a poem that was written by someone who was actually a slave.
Mm.
She was a slave in Senegal, brought over here to the United States. Her name is Phyllis Wheatley.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, 'Twas mercy that brought me from my pagan land. She celebrated the fact that she was rescued out of Africa.
Mm.
And if anyone has a problem with that, they have to go and deal with Phyllis Wheatley.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a very valid point. And I think sometimes African-Americans forget that other people were enslaved as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
And one of the greatest examples of that were the children of Israel who were enslaved.
Absolutely.
And even when they were captured and brought to Babylon, God was keenly aware of their situation. He told them to build and have families, and after 70 years, I will revisit you. Sometimes God has a purpose to wake us up, to shake us up. Sometimes we have to go through trials. It doesn't mean he's not aware,
That's
but
true.
He's put us in that situation. He's allowed it to happen for his divine purpose. We were not the only people who were enslaved.
Joseph sums it up.
Absolutely. Joseph sums it up. Exactly.
What his brothers meant for evil, God meant for good.
And God meant it for good for black people to be in the United
Absolutely.
States so we could be exposed to his holy word. And through us, through black people in the United States, I mean, we're the people who've taken gospel music around the world, essentially. We're, as far as I know, black people in the United States, blacks here are doing mission work in Africa and other parts of the world.
Amen.
So it was definitely meant for us to be here in the United States.
And we opened the door for many people of many nationalities to come here.
Absolutely.
You know. One thing I did wanted to say that Senator Jeff Flake, he's a Republican from Arizona, mm-hmm. thought that the mic was off. And he said some things that the GOP was toast under the leadership of Moore and Trump. Mm-hmm. Very ugly, very distasteful.
Well, the never
but he was caught.
Right, good. The never Trumpers never stop.
Yeah.
But I just want to go back to your book for 1 minute, and then we're just going to move on. But who do you want to read this book? Who is this book targeted toward, if you will? Who's your target audience?
My target audience are just people who love America and people who are confused, maybe by what's in the media, and people who have been locked into voting one way all of their lives without thinking the greater good is what's going to benefit America and will it please God?
Absolutely. I think the thing is, with your book, if people hear the word conservative and they've been voting for Democrats their whole lives, it might scare them off. But you're actually trying to talk to these people, bring
them Democrat.
In to understand your mindset. Exactly.
I'm a registered Democrat. When I turned 21, that was the age that you could register to vote. I registered as a Democrat. I'm still a Democrat. I have not changed my party. Mm-hmm. But what's most important to me is my God, my country, and my conscience being clear. Those three things are paramount to me. And if I have to wear a label being in a party and my conscience is bothering me that I'm not loving my neighbor as I'm taught to do, I'm not forgiving those who have made mistakes and even though they're not even here, and I'm violating God's law, when I die, I have to meet God and I want to be pleasing to him while I'm alive.
You bring up an excellent point. When people keep bringing up slavery and want to tear down monuments, those monuments are part of our history. They reflect our history. That is, tearing down a monument is not going to improve the life of a young black man in Chicago, Newark, Miami, wherever. It is not going to improve situations in urban America. And it is a part of the statue of Robert E. Lee. He was a Confederate general, to the best of my knowledge. It's not going to change,
life anything.
In the real time.
But also in my book, being that I was raised in a single female-headed household. Mm-hmm. My mother was married, but her marriage disintegrated. Mm-hmm. That had a resounding effect.
Wow.
On all of us. She had five children and she had to take care of.
Wow.
Then I married and moved into a different lifestyle category, Then my husband abandoned us. But when I say us, that's me and five children. So I speak to the single parenthood also. Wherein as you have so many people glamorizing that lifestyle, I tell the truth about it. I tell you about the tears. I tell you about sleeping on the floor. I tell you about the sad Christmases. Mm-hmm. So that our young women will not be so mesmerized by the lies that are out there and ruining their lives and putting their children at a disadvantage.
Yeah, it was... It's very interesting. I think people are going to learn a lot because you are part of the generation that experienced at least the winding down part of Jim Crow laws.
Of course.
When Jim Crow laws were slowly fading from American society. In other words, for people who don't know, you had water fountains that said Negro.
Absolutely.
And water fountains that said white.
No, they said colored.
Color, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So you're part of that generation who saw that. Who
absolutely.
Saw
I saw that when we went to Florida to visit my grandparents.
And
yes.
To raise five children in the Deep South, as young black children, it's not easy, although it was getting better at that time. But literally saw the Klan marching in a Christmas parade.
Oh, yeah, that's in the
in
book.
In Central Florida. So that's in the book. So there's a lot in that book. A lot of people are going to take a lot away from that book it covers the political and it goes to the spiritual and almost every point in between.
And I show the importance of the Second Amendment also, because I had a one-on-one encounter with a member of the KKK. And it wasn't a pleasant encounter, but, you know, I survived it to be able to talk about it. But now I know what racism is. And, you know, without my firearm, God only knows what would have happened. So I am a supporter of the Second Amendment.
Absolutely. And Barbara, you've been on the speaking circuit for a while now, the Tea Party. I don't see the Tea Party as flourishing right about now. But I know that you've been out there, and I just hope and pray that people who have supported you in the past will come out in force and really come out and pre-order this book. I think it's going to be a fantastic addition to anyone's library.
Thank you.
As we are, you know, we're getting close to our closing time, any thoughts for Thanksgiving and what people should do and how families should come together? Like to speak to that?
Well, I was reading some articles where it might not be too wise to have any political discussions because, you know, feelings are still kind of raw behind this election. And, you know, you don't want to, you know, this shouldn't be happening. Families, friends, associates, you should be able to talk about, you know, your feelings, and it shouldn't cause anybody to be so hysterical. I still can't figure out why Hillary supporters are so fanatical. I mean, what are so they were they fanatical about the abortion or whatever? Or I don't know. In other words, I mean, well, what I'm saying is that what really drove them to the point that they are hysterical? Was it that she's a female? Was it that she supports some, you know, abortion? What is it? Because I couldn't vote for her because she believed in abortion and even a late-term abortion. And Benghazi, and then destroying subpoenaed evidence. I wanted to believe that she was an honest person, but unless you really just convince yourself of something that's untrue, you can't believe that.
Yeah, no, I think what you're saying is valid.
Her character is very shattered. Mine is not perfect.
Right, right.
But I'm not running for office.
Right, and I think to your point, Donna Brazile, we've been speaking about Brazile for a couple of weeks. For her to do what Democrats generally do not do is serious. And because I think that Hillary Clinton and her campaign disrespected Donna Brazile, I think that's what drove her to do this book, because it's very unusual for a Democrat, particularly at Donna Brazile's level, to basically just tell the truth. And so there was something about Mrs. Clinton and the people who work for her that drove Donna Brazile to write the book.
I believe that that's true.
Yeah.
I believe that's absolutely true. When she said she even called Bernie Sanders, that the...
Right.
You know, that was rigged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So something really drove her to reveal things that Democrats usually never reveal.
Exactly, exactly.
They cover for one another, just like, you know, if anybody else had done some of the things that Bill Clinton did even before he was in the White House, he never would have gone to the White House had he been someone else.
No, had he been a Republican with all that
never.
Came out before the election,
right.
Bill Clinton would not have been president
and
of the United
States. And then reelected.
Yes, reelected, yep.
You exactly. know, I mean, and look at Obama. Re-elected.
Yeah.
What did he accomplish the first term?
Mm.
Nothing.
Yeah, I wouldn't
significant.
Say.
I shouldn't say.
I wouldn't say nothing. But I.
Well, I mean, did it improve anything? Did unemployment go down? No, it did not. We were the debt kept rising, and then one thing I noticed, which I loved about President Trump, he didn't bow down to any of the world leaders. During his trip to Asia.
Right.
He shook their hands. We had a former president who was bowing down.
Right.
And
that's
going
true.
To Germany and all over the world talking about how bad Americans are,
exactly.
how spoiled we are, how prejudiced we are.
Mm.
This was refreshing.
It was refreshing seeing Donald Trump treated with respect. And we spoke about last week, he's the first president in modern Chinese history to be able to go into the Forbidden City.
Absolutely.
And so,
if you respect your country,
it's true.
Then you will get respect.
Right.
You know, Obama didn't get the respect from the foreign leaders because he didn't even respect the country that put him in that position.
Exactly. It's true. It's true. It's very true.
That's right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're going to be going off the air in a little bit. We ask for your support.
Yes.
Please tell your network of family friends about this program. If you want Barbara to speak about her book, Barbara, where can they reach you? How can they reach you?
Well, they can always email me at Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, from F-R-O-M, Harlem, H-A-R-L-E-M, USA at yahoo.com.
Very good. I'm going to repeat that because I think it's important. You can reach her by going to Barbara from Harlem, USA at yahoo.com. And Barbara is B as in boy, A-R, B as in boy, A-R-A, from Harlem, USA at yahoo.com. This book is going to be a big seller. We're going to meet people, autograph it. This is the first edition, which will be released in May 2018. It is very special. It's going to be a bestseller, and I think it's going to be an eye opener. It's going to capture so much. It's going to be a dynamic book. It covers difficulties
yes.
of being raised in a single-headed household in urban America.
And getting a degree at a liberal arts college founded by Jesuit priests.
Jesuit priests and the challenges you faced there.
Yes.
The challenges you faced in the church setting and how socialism has crept into some churches, how that agenda
most definitely
has crept in. So there is a lot going on at that book, and she'll be available once we get closer. Wherever you need her to speak, you know, sign autographs, we will be there.
Oh, most definitely. And I want all of you, within the sound of our feeble voices, to have a very blessed, happy, and merry Thanksgiving. And don't forget to give thanks for whatever you have. If it's a turkey, if it's a hamburger, whatever, thank God for that. Thank God for health and strength. You know, this last year has been a very big challenge with my health. But I'm still here by the grace of God, and we have so many things to be thankful for. The fresh air, and just our friends and our family, and just being enclosed in our right mind. Thank God for all of those things.
Yes, and we have a lot to thank God for. You're absolutely right. Living in the United States is a gift. It's not easy. Anywhere you live, you have a struggle, but to live in a free republic is a blessing. It comes with challenges when you have people who do the shitting in California, but thank God.
Yes, there was another one with.
Worse.
That's right. And we need to pray for those families that have the injured and those who are deceased. God bless, and once again, have a very happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for listening to Our Urban Story.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 833-888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.